Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So tomorrow is the Tweede Nuwe Jaar Minstrel Parade in Cape Town, now known as the Cape Town Street Parade. As you can imagine, tens of thousands of people will be in the CBD to see the minstrels from all areas across Cape Town performing in the streets. And we know that some people have already set up camp there. In fact, just yesterday when I went to the Zenith Islam Masjid Fudur, I saw the barricades being, more stabilized, etc. So you can expect, going to be, like always, it's going to be a fantastic display. Play there. To talk us through the readiness for tomorrow's event is Maneeb Gambino, the director of the Kaapse Klopse Carnaval Association. Maneeb, assalamu alaikum, shukran for joining us on Breakfast 91.3 FM. Is it all systems go for tomorrow?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran for having me. All systems go for tomorrow. We're busy setting up as we speak, and we're preparing for what should be a very good carnival. It's now up to the people, of course, to come down and support the Klopse and support everyone else who's involved in producing and delivering the carnival.
Mm. And which teams will be on show tomorrow?
So all teams in the Western Cape should be on show. The carnival is an open event, and it's free, as you know. We know that that the troops affiliated to the Kaapse Klopse Carnaval Association will all be performing. We also expect all the other troops to perform, but that is something that we'll only know on the day.
Mm. Before I get into more logistics and the do's and don'ts and all of that, let's also just look at some of the other issues that usually surround this time of the year when it comes to the Klopse and Tweede Nuwe Jaar, etc. Just for the record, and I've read this somewhere and I've verified my sources with regards to, but I wanted to come from the horse's mouth. Why is it on Saturday and not, why wasn't it yesterday?
Because it's Juma today, and at Maghrib last night, it was Jummah, right? And that's why it's on the 4th. There's a standing principle that to the extent that the carnival day clashes with either Jummah or the Sunday Sabbath, that it will be held on the next available day. In this instance, because Maghrib starts at, Jummah starts at Maghrib on the Thursday, it takes out the Thursday and it takes out the Friday completely.
Mm. Okay.
That makes any sense.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, it makes sense. Yeah, that's exactly what was reported as well.
Now, and it's common cause. I mean, the point is, and I don't want to sound argumentative, people have stressed that, they've moved the date of the carnival and so forth. It's time that we must all be honest with ourselves and perhaps commend the fact that we've moved the date. Carnival is going in the right direction. We're sticking to principles and to our traditions, and of course we are all respectful and decent people, and we are inclined and we are committed to be so into the future of carnival. Mm. Yeah, so people must be honest about this and not politicize things like this. It's common cause. It's Jummah. We can't have the carnival.
No. I don't think that anybody was politicizing it. I think a lot of people was perhaps just oblivious because Allah is not gewoond te Tweede Nuwe Jaar. So it was just like, why is it on Saturday? That kind of thing. It wasn't anything political, I can assure you.
Okay.
But Maneeb, what's happening at Athlone Stadium? Is it the same event? How does it work?
Yeah, we had our first competition day on the 1st of January. And as you know, there's two aspects to the carnival. There is the road march, the Cape Town Street Parade, the Tweede Nuwe Jaar Jaw, whatever we want to call it, but the jaw through the Cape Town CBD, and then there's the competition elements or facets of the carnival. And those take place at Athlone Stadium. This year, we've had the first competition day on the 1st of January, and from next Saturday, inshallah, we will have our competition days every Saturday until about the 15th of February or something of the sort. It's effectively 7 competition weeks or days. Yeah.
Okay. Now, also in terms of the cost and stuff, there were some people that were saying that it's quite expensive, to enter the stadium for the Athlone Stadium.
Yeah, look, we are cognizant of the fact that our people are struggling. That's why we've gone out to try and monetize the carnival so that we can relieve the burden on the Klopse, on the organization, and of course on the people, right? But what has happened is people have confused the numbered VIP seats on the stand, the pricing for that, with those general access tickets, right? Last year, and perhaps you might just grant me a couple of seconds to talk you through this. Mm. The general access tickets have gone from 50 rand or 55 rand to 60 rand, right? That's either a 10 rand or a 5 rand increase from last year. And prior to that, the prices were stagnant.
Right.
Right? So this is the first increase in 3 years, or whatever you want to call it, right? What we took notice of last year was that our patrons were complaining about people stepping into the stadium early and almost cordoning off rows of seats with blankets, yeah? Now, you'd appreciate that if you want to attend the competition on a Saturday, the morning you do a couple of chores, you do your shopping, you know, go and watch your kids play cricket or whatever the case may be, and you step into the stadium and there's no seats available, even though you've gone to Computicket to buy your ticket. What we've done is we've blocked out 1,000 out of the 24,500 seats available at Aspen Stadium, right? And we've designated those grandstand VIP tickets and we priced that at 90 rand. Yeah?
Mm.
So those 1,000 tickets or those 1,000 seats are available for those amongst us who perhaps want to only come to the stadium at 6 o'clock this afternoon but want to be guaranteed of a seat, right?
Right.
And we've put a slight premium on that. So prices haven't really increased that much other than for the 5 or 10 rand on the general access tickets. But further to that, I want people to understand that the stadium events and, of course, the road march come at a massive cost. Yeah, our funding at this moment in time, even with a sponsorship, do not necessarily match our expenditure. We are busy trying to get the carnival to a point where it balances, where we break even, and thereafter, hopefully, we can start seeing margins that can be filtered or waterfalled down into the troops and, of course, into the pit for the benefit of the people attending the carnival. Perhaps a relief on the ticket prices, but that is work in progress.
Mm.
It costs us 420,000 rand per week to host an event at Athlone Stadium.
Is it per week or per day? Because it was
per day. Or it's one day. It's a one day event.
So it's
every week.
So it's 420,000 rand. Yeah.
Per competition day.
And you've got seven.
We've got seven. Right?
And so that comes to 2.9 million.
Correct. Right.
And how much does the city give you?
Sorry?
And what's the cost that the city give you?
The city issues the stadium to us for free.
Yeah.
Right? The stadium, the use of the stadium, right? And we get some support services. But before we get there, let me talk you through it, right? So it costs us 420,000 and that is to put up a stage for security, for fencing, and whatever else goes together with hosting an event at Athlone Stadium or any other stadium for that day, yeah? We've appointed Computicket last year so that we could have a proper control over the ticketing and the income at the gates, right? And other than for our first day and our last day of competition, right, we don't even hit the 60% mark of our expenditure at the gates. So it's easy for us all to say, there's lots of people at the stadium and they must be making money and maybe they're stealing the money and so forth. I can assure you that that's not the case. Mm-hmm. I can assure you that at the end of the carnival season, we still have to dig deep into our pockets to cover this carnival. But of course, it's for the benefit of carnival and it's for the benefit of our people.
Right.
Right.
So, Muneeb, let's just go get back to tomorrow's event quickly.
Tomorrow.
I'm getting confused. But let's see tomorrow quickly. You know, in terms of, you know, every year you do have logistical issues here and there. You know, it's not only a Yeldag logistical nightmare. It's just like perhaps in the beginning or so. But, you know, there are that troops that sort of arrive perhaps late. There are huge breaks in between, items, etc. Elderly standing for long. Periods in the sun. Is there a way or have you streamlined this process?
The only way to streamline the process, as you refer to, and it's largely just the clocks arriving late, right? I can assure you that from a triple KA sort of Cape Town Street Parade team perspective, our logistics and our arrangements are spot on, right? We're ready to start on time. The challenge comes in getting the troops in. Now, I have a very particular view on that, yeah? I don't know whether you've ever been involved in a clubs, but I was born into a clubs, right? We've got one of the oldest clubs in town, our family, right? And as a child, I already started seeing that on the day of Carnival, my father still tries to sell uniforms so that he can make up money for transport on the day. Yeah, because people typically arrive on the day and they decide, or most people who are part of clubs arrive on the day and they decide, you know what, I want to jump for this club for the day. Not talking about the core membership, right? Mm. So firstly, gear sales are still taking place on the day in order to make up money to transport these clubs. Now, in contemporary carnival, we're talking about 1,000, 1,500 man clubs or person clubs, like in the cases of Jubilee Boys and Players and these types. Massive super troops, right? So you can imagine the timing aspects involved in that. Secondly, the clubs are struggling, right? Thirdly, when a club, for instance, is supported by someone to transport the clubs, that person expects, or that sponsor expects the clubs to come around and honor him or her or his area by bringing the troop there for a tafel. And typically they want that to happen even before the street parade, because after the street parade, the people disperse, right?
Okay.
So this is a point. Now I'm getting to the point. Now the point is, until this carnival can transport troops and pay for that transport, right, we won't really have full control over the transportation of troops. And it's the transportation that causes the timing issues.
Right. Okay. Muneeb, just before I let you go, I mean, last year, if memory serves me correctly, there was another organization that was also, you know, busy with the Klopsa, and then they ended up in Belleville and everything else of the sort. Have those sort of things also been ironed out? Are we seeing one body?
Look, I can't comment on what that other organization or the other organizations are doing. Yeah. As I understand things, there's particular issues between them and the city, but I can't comment on that.
Okay.
Yeah. I also read things in the newspapers. We were taken to court this year again, right? And that matter was dismissed by the judge who was sitting on the bench that day. And that's the end of it for us. We defended the matter. We've complied. We've acted legally. We've been issued a permit. And we are acting in good faith. And our only interest is to build this carnival for the benefit of the people. And, of course, for the benefit of the city, using in a general sense. Yeah?
Right. Now, Muneeb, okay. So what happens on Saturday now, you know, after Bull Cup? And, you know, what? Where will the teams then move on to next? Come Saturday.
Look, teams. Traditionally, teams come. They do their road march, and then they move out to wherever they committed to performing for tafels and so forth. And that is that. I don't exactly know all the details. Every troop goes into different areas, and they go and see different people and so forth. But what I can assure you is that Cape Town and the whole of the Cape Flats will be a buzz because it's Carnival Day, and people should come down and they should really enjoy all of this. And act in a safe and responsible manner, of course. Please don't bring weapons and drugs. And it's a family event, yeah? I have full belief that we are capable and able of having incident-free events, but we all just have to play along, yeah? Play our own role in this.
Right, Muneeb Gambino, KKA Director, thank you for joining us on Breakfast 91.3 FM, and may the event be a good and a safe and successful one to you and the team.
Inshallah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.